Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're talking now to Ilana and Aaron, who are the operations directors at the Happy Bean Coffee Company. And so perhaps, guys, I need to start off by asking if you guys serve purple coffee, because that seems to be the discussion that is flowing on the airwaves today. Welcome to the show and welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Well, I mean, so coffee is like a whole thing, right? People are not just, most of the time, people who are into their coffee are into it in a way that is... it's not just like we wake up and pour in that like stuff that's from somewhere in a store somewhere and then feel better. People into their coffee are passionately into their coffee. So you guys have to serve that passion as the Happy Bean Coffee Company. And I'd love to find out about where that comes from for you, the passion around coffee.
So for me, the passion came obviously from Simon. You actually... played a very good quote on my way here when I was driving from Ivanka Trump in the news segment that said it all. You can't only love what you do, you have to be passionate. And Simon was absolutely passionate about his job, about coffee, and he threw his heart and soul literally into what he did. He absolutely believed in it. But like you say, it has to be good coffee, you know. And if it wasn't, it wasn't about being snobby. I mean, I'm not embarrassed to say that I am an instant coffee person at times at home, and it would make him very irate. But he was absolutely passionate about it. The coffee we use is his own blend. He does not just buy any beans off a shelf, and. So it has to come with a passion. You can't just serve coffee. There has to be a love behind it, a nurturing, and there's a lot of work that goes with it, a temperature, a grind. You have to know how to store it, how to use it, how to heat it. So there has to be love, and a lot of people will tell you that Simon served his coffee with love, and that's what made it a Happy Bean.
So... were you into coffee before you met and got married to Simon?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't enjoy a good cup of coffee, a cappuccino here and there? But my absolute love for coffee and learning about coffee as such came when I met Simon.
So after his death, you know, I'm sure that obviously everyone who knew Simon knew it was a very sudden thing, and
yes.
You know, it kind of came out of nowhere. I imagine that must have come with a lot of decisions. So what decided you on carrying on with the company?
He had worked extremely hard. It was almost, it was his baby. It was his passion. It was his legacy. I had no doubt in my mind that this is something he wanted to continue and that he'd left me to continue. My only grace, my saving grace and blessing is that he had hired Aaron 3 months before.
Yeah.
'Cause I was left... I would not have known where to start. And literally, Aaron just stepped in and stepped up and ran with it, for which I'm truly grateful. Simon was a control freak. He never wanted to hand over or delegate, should I say. And I begged him so that we could have a little bit of a reprieve. And he did. And so grateful, because Aaron's been amazing. We work amazingly together. And we hope going forward to build this business, expand this business, and just give it a new lease on life, and something that Simon will be very proud of.
It's also, just to continue in that one, why we also chose to continue the business is just in order to make sure that we are continuing his legacy, in order to serve the 100% authentic coffee to everyone who orders and knows us as Happy Bean Coffee Co. We didn't change anything since day one. Everything has continued as Simon was continuing with us right now. The only difference is that it's now Ilana and myself, and we're not only just doing it for the communities and corporates and whoever else decides to call us, we're doing it with it for him as well. And I think that's the biggest thing that's keeping us driving the business, is knowing that Simon is still with us, and every cup of coffee that my baristas pour, is Simon's cappuccinos that we pouring.
You're listening to 101.9 Chai FM. We're talking to Aaron and Ilana today. They are the operations director at the Happy Bean Coffee Company and the people that keep George, AI George, going when it comes to keeping our interesting news stories.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
101.9 Chai FM. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is... what is it? The Morning Mayhem. Thank you. I nearly did the New Blue review there. I'm in for Howard Feldman, and I suspect that they thought I was maybe going to fall asleep on air. So we made sure to bring in the Happy Bean Coffee Company, and we're speaking to Aaron and Ilana, who are the operations director there. So, you know, the way that coffee gets served, guys, is different depending on the context. Some people do it at home, you can go to a coffee shop, but you guys have a model where you really come to the people and the community so that they can have coffee. Tell us a little bit about the kind of places that you've been going to and why people are sort of asking to have a barista on tap for the events and functions.
So I'll give you something. We've recently just did a wedding. I think it was on last week's Sunday. That was at the place called The Ground, the venue, all the way in Krugersdorp. So it just shows that we can also travel wherever your function is, no matter how far it is, we'll come to you. I think the main reason, one of the reasons people like us out there for weddings, events, functions, parties, I think it brings that sort of vibe that there's someone there serving great coffee, great freezer chinos, especially during the summer now that it's so hot during the day. Something about a freezer chino at 12 o'clock in the afternoon just cools everyone down. And especially at a party or event, a wedding, everyone's dancing, having so much fun. They need something just to cool down. And, you know, Happy Bean Coffee Company is there to not only just cool you down at the great freezer, but also to make sure that the service that we're providing you guys is 100% amazing service. And it just brings on, we go along with the event, be it a wedding, be it a birthday party, a kid's birthday party, be it a breast, 1 year old birthday party. We've done it all.
Well, we've got a message in actually from a listener called Seymour saying, "Kola kavod to you, Ilana. We at Or Savoy will always support you." So that is someone who is clearly appreciating work that you do. Let me ask you, how difficult is it to become a barista? Like, how much time does it take? What do you need to know? And do you need to be able to draw Nelson Mandela's face in the coffee to actually become an official barista?
So to become a barista, there's different ways you can do it. There's courses, obviously, to go through the 2 weeks, 6 months courses and actually learn in depth of coffee, to make coffee. But my main thing is to come through, and if you are confident and able to learn, it's pretty simple. From frothing to grinding is very simple. The machine does itself for you. Frothing, there is an art to it. But no, we don't have to draw Nelson Mandela's face on the cappuccinos. You do get a lot of those baristas out there who are talented with specific arts. But at Happy Bean, our main focus is to make sure that our coffee, each cappuccino, each coffee, each frizzo comes out 100% authentic. Great tasting, and with certain art, some of our baristas are very talented with art, but yeah.
Also, Simon nurtured his baristas, so it helped if they came with a bit of a background, but a lot of the time he took them on and he taught them. So, I mean, he has a handful of baristas who literally were like children to him, and I saw this, especially when he passed. They were just there. They were like family. They supported me. They have been by my side. They have supported Aaron also, you know, in helping him and guiding him. And I mean, Yvonne, who's here with us today, has just been unbelievable. And she has been with Simon the longest. And we actually have a permanent site at a building called Mazars, and Byron, who's there also. And we just have loyal staff. So Simon valued loyalty and honesty. And if you were those people, he invested time and patience with you, and he taught them. So, you know, we happy to train and nurture and teach and encourage people. Because like, you know, Aaron says, every cup of coffee comes with a different, every season comes with a different grind. Every cup of coffee comes with a different grind. And the only thing that stays constant is our bean. Simon roasts and blends his own bean. We have a roaster. So, yeah, we teach and nurture. And when you're busy, there's no time for art. So when we're turning out 500 to 600 cups a time, we are frothing and pouring. So, yeah.
Let me ask you about that roasting your own bean. I mean, do you use the same kind of bean mix every single time,
every
or do you mix
time.
It up?
No.
And is it a secret? Do you have, like, specific kind of beans that you like? What's your approach when it comes to the basic of the coffee?
So Simon always used to tell me that he'd give me the main ingredients, but he'd always say to me, like, Aaron, let's just keep it between us, you know. I think that because there's so much out there, different kinds of blends and beans, I think what we thrive on is our actual coffee beans.
Okay, so when you're drinking a Happy Bean coffee, it's happy because it's also unique.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, and it was, you know, I'll never forget during the Shiva week, the Chief Rabbi came the one night, and he said that the coffee, besides being good coffee, Simon was the coffee. He could walk into a room, his presence, his smile, his whole energy and aura, that was the coffee. So that was Happy Bean, and that's what we're trying to keep going. And I said to Aaron, when you're at a function, you smile, you know, you get to learn what the customers like, the repeat customers, and you just show up and you are present and you are friendly, and that's all I'm asking. Like, there was Simon, none of us are tall and walk into a room and notice us. You've got to find us behind a coffee machine. But just be there and be present like Simon was, because we have to be the face and the people behind the Happy Bean Coffee now.
Yeah, absolutely. So where are you guys looking to go from here on out? I mean, you have been going clearly all the places. If you're going to Krugersdorp, I hope you took your passport. but like, what is it that were you looking to do next?
We have two new exciting projects in the pipeline that we, please God, will launch next year. We're just waiting to finalize that. And as soon as that's out, up and running, we will bring it out into the open. And just hoping to, yeah, we're looking for like more, when I say permanent sites, to have like more set up spots, so to be, like where people can come and actually stop and get a Happy Bean coffee. But our main focus is Simchas. We love being part of Simchas. We love being part of corporate functions. And we just, you know, Simon, I used to say to him, you go to every single function that you set up. And he said, because he wants to be part of every single Simcha. And that's just our aim, is to just bring people joy through coffee and be part of their Simcha.
And just the last question, before you tell us where people can find you if they do want to book you for a function, is George more of a hot coffee or a sort of iced coffee kind of a guy?
Well, he goes sometimes hot, and I'm like, no, we've never served really a cold coffee, so
right.
We've served a freezo.
Right.
So I'm going to go with, he's probably Parav, but I think he's going to be an hot coffee.
Hot coffee. All right.
And so he's definitely not an espresso. That's
not,
for sure.
Not an espresso. Okay, well, now, and if you ever wondered how George likes his coffee, now you know. Guys, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they go about doing it?
Well, they can contact us through our Facebook page, which has all our details on it, or through Ilana. If you know Ilana's number, just give me one second. Sorry.
But you can go check it out. So it's the Happy Bean Coffee Company. That's on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then from there, people can just do an order and check it out. And then if you want to communicate directly, it's 0816543513. That's 0816543513. Or check out the Happy Bean Coffee Company on Facebook. Aaron and Lana, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I ordered tea this morning, not coffee. I hope that's not really problematic, but it was really tasty. So
we're going to just let all our listeners know that from now until the end of the year, anybody who books us with a promo code HB, what do you want to say?
HB Chai.
For their functions, end of year functions or Simcha, we will give a 5% discount, of which that will go to charity. That amount will go back to a charity. So if you book us now until the end of the year.
Well, nothing could make a happier bean than having a bit of charity with your cuppa in the morning.
Yep.
Ilana and Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Keep serving that coffee. Keep it flowing.
Thank you so much for having us.
Have a good one.